Now hear these words from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favors." May God add blessings to the reading and hearing of his word. For those of you who are here this morning, I promise that there won't be a surprise. Sometimes Scott becomes unhinged, and this morning I broke out into song. It was pre-planned, but I'm sure many were surprised. But thinking about this passage this evening, about the birth of Christ, in which all of humanity found that the teeter-totter of hope began to rock between their separation from God, which in biblical terms had been several hundred years since the last prophet spoke, and then this coming kingdom thing that no one could quite understand, this Messiah person who was going to come on the scene. All these words, all these pictures that no one could quite put together. Now, before Christ, there was only the law, along with the grace offered through sacrifice and works. After his birth and beginning with his adult ministry, that tide kind of shifted. God had already spoken through the prophet that animal sacrifice and solemn assemblies did not please God. Before Jesus, there were divisions of class and culture. There were those who would delve headfirst into their faith and others who picked and chose what was real. There were traditionalists and there were progressives. Those who saw no harm in swearing allegiance to Caesar and those who desired to drive him and his servants out of Israel. But in the midst of all this turmoil and all this tension, Jesus prayed, "I pray for these and for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one." It was Jesus' desire to tear down the walls, to make God accessible to all. And so we've spent the better part of 2,000 years rebuilding those walls, have we not? Before Jesus, there was senseless sacrifice of animals, which Amos said was for nothing. Yet at our manger, our songs tell us of cattle and sheep who were safely rocking the baby to sleep. Before Jesus, the prophet spoke for God, and afterwards, God spoke for himself through his son. Before, we needed intercessions by an earthly priest. At the death of Jesus on the cross, the temple veil was torn, opening our access to God forever. And it all began with a child, the most vulnerable of God's creatures, humble and helpless. Now, some of you know that I raise different kinds of animals. We have rabbits. We have dogs and cats. I have eight-legged little furry animals that are kept in tanks. Some of you are shivering right now. But none of these, if left alone, would just die. They need to be cared for. They need to eat. But in solitary confinement, they do okay. But a human child left on its own, without any contact, without the caress of a mother, will certainly die. And that's how Jesus chose to come to save us, as an innocent, humble child. Not as a king in a palace, but as a baby at his mother's breast. And all while the teeter-totter is shifting, as it continues today, from the kingdoms of this earth to the kingdoms of our Lord. We have much to do in preparation between the kingdom that has been established and the one that will come. Our work is still situated with the vulnerable, the sick, the hungry, and the oppressed. That is what we call discipleship. It is not saying a prayer by rote and knowing that God's going to take care of it all. It's walking with Jesus, doing as Jesus did, loving our neighbor. That is discipleship. But for this moment, let's bathe in the light of that star. Let's remember the stories and the songs of our youth. Let's not cast aside our traditions. I love the tree and the lights. But let's remember together that we celebrate the child that was born this night and has promised indeed to return. Let's give thanks with glad hearts as we lift our voices in song and prayer this night. Amen.